Shalom Australia. Nashat Milhem, a 29-year-old from Arara, a village in Wadi Ara in the north, entered a pub on Dizengoff Street in Tel Aviv on Friday afternoon and shot dead two workers and wounded seven others. The father of the gunman is a volunteer policeman and is helping the thousands of volunteers who are still searching for the murderer. He recognized his son on a video of the attack, and apparently it was his weapon that was used. Alon Bakal, 26, the manager of the Simta bar, who was a law student, was killed. 30-year-old Shimon Ruimi, a resident of the southern town of Ofakim, was killed as he joined friends for a birthday celebration at Simta. They will be buried today, Zichronam Livracha. A taxi driver killed in Tel Aviv on Friday afternoon was named as 42-year-old Ayman Shaban from Lod, but a court-ordered ban on the details of the investigation into his murder remains in place. It is unclear if there is any connection to the bar shootings. There were five stabbings or attempted stabbings last Sunday. The attackers were aged between 17 and 23. Two of the attackers were killed, and no Israelis were seriously injured. There were two car attacks this past week in which soldiers were injured. In one case, the attacker was killed. Jerusalem police on Wednesday evening discovered switchblades on two Palestinian minors aged 12 and 13, who raised concerns from passers-by and police on the seam line between the eastern and the western parts of Jerusalem, close to an ultra-Orthodox neighborhood. The two suspects were taken away for questioning. The government on Wednesday unanimously approved a 15 billion shekel five-year plan to develop Israeli Arab and other minority communities in an effort to bring them up to par with the general population. The proposal will focus on Israel's communities of Muslims, Druze, Christians and Caucasians, members of a displaced ethnic group originating in the Caucasus, now spread across the Middle East, of whom there are about 4,000 living in Israel. Housing, a widespread investment in education in the Arab sector, as well as subsidies for public transport, are key elements of the project. President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said yesterday that Turkey must accept that it needs Israel. The two countries are working on normalizing ties after a period of 7 years of tension, ostensibly over Israel's blockade of Gaza. Indicating possible progress on the blockade, Erdogan said Israel had suggested it would allow goods and construction materials into Gaza if they came via Turkey. Turkey's rapprochement with Israel has been accelerated by the need for Ankara to make up for its crisis in ties with Moscow after shooting down a Russian warplane. The Supreme Court on Tuesday partially upheld the conviction of Ehud Olmert in the Holy Land corruption trial, making history by sending the former Prime Minister to prison. Ehud Olmert was one of eight former officials and businessmen convicted in March 2014 in the largest real estate corruption case in Israel's history. While it struck down one bribery conviction for Olmert's part in the scandal, it upheld another, reducing the former Prime Minister's sentence from 6 years to 18 months. He and others whose convictions were upheld on Tuesday in the case will begin to serve out their sentences on February the 15th. Sarah Netanyahu was questioned by police on Thursday in connection with the ongoing criminal investigation into the Prime Minister's residence affair. The questioning started at 4 p.m. and continued for 5 hours. Despite the very public questioning, the Justice Ministry put out no announcement to confirm that Attorney General Yehuda Feinstein had approved opening a criminal investigation against Mrs. Netanyahu, although the questioning could not have occurred without that approval. The affair deals with a series of smaller investigations, such as the so-called Bottlegate, Furniture Gate and Electrician Gate cases that deal with allegations of misuse of state funds in the management of the residence for the personal gain of the Netanyahu family. MK Amir Ohana, the Likud party's first openly gay lawmaker, was sworn into the Knesset on Monday afternoon. Ultra-Orthodox lawmakers boycotted the ceremony. Zionist Union MK Yoel Hasson has accused Education Minister Naftali Bennett of employing a former terrorist as his political advisor. Natan Nathanson, a senior aide to the Jewish Home Chair, was a member of the Jewish Underground who tried to murder the then mayor of Nablus with explosives that led to the amputation of his legs. Nathanson was convicted in 1985 for involvement in the Jewish Underground and taking part in 3 car bombings against Palestinian mayors in June 1980. He was sentenced to 3 years in prison. Bennett said that Nathanson is not on the payroll of either the Jewish Home Party or the Education Ministry, although he did not deny that he serves in an advisory role. On Tuesday, police arrested Yakir Ashbel, the groom whose wedding was featured in a video clip showing dozens of far-right guests celebrating the Duma firebombing attack that killed 3 members of a Palestinian family in July. Ashbel was taken in for questioning over his participation in the event, in which wedding-goers danced with guns, knives and a mock Molotov cocktail. Sales of Dorit Rabinyan's Gader Chaya, translated as Border Life in English, soared at the end of the week after the Education Department decided to remove it from the curriculum of suitable books for matriculation exams. The novel, which deals with a romance between a Palestinian and an Israeli in New York, was considered too controversial by some matriculation committee members. Bookstores were unable to keep up with the demand for the 2014 book, which was among the winners of the Bernstein Prize for Young Writers, an annual Israeli award for Hebrew literature. According to the Israeli Central Bureau of Statistics, on December 31, 2015, Israel's population is 8,462,000. 6,335,000 are Jews, nearly 75% of the population, 20.7% are Arabs, and 370,000, about 4.4%, are classified as other. During 2015, the population of Israel grew by 2%. 176,700 babies were born, 74% Jewish, 23% Arab, and 4.4% other. Of the more than 28,000 Olim arriving over the past year, 25% are from France, 24% from the Ukraine, 23% from Russia, and 9% from the United States. Supermodel Bar Rafaeli has announced that one Israeli baby to be born in 2016 will be hers. She announced her pregnancy on an Instagram post on Thursday. This is Peter Jones-Fellach reporting from a stormy and wet Jerusalem for SBS Radio.